I'm going to tell you a story. Yay. And I'm going to tell you this story. And I'm going to use some pictures. They are pictures, beautiful pictures, that Linda has produced from a book, Stories Jesus Told. Aren't they beautiful? Look at this. And these pictures are going on the corridor, the link corridor from the foyer to the back hall. And they're going to be lovely. Who thinks they know what story I might be telling? Yeah? Yeah, Isla? What's it about? What do you think it's about? What do you think it's about? Anybody else? Xander?
The story of the lost sheep.
The story of the lost sheep. It is. Isn't that a lovely, lovely picture? Here it is. Here is a farmer. Sorry, I'm going to stand in someone's way. Here is a farmer. He has how many sheep? Lots. 100 sheep. He's got 100 sheep. And he's counting them. You can see he's got his calculator there. And he's adding them all up. 1, 2, 3, 4. And it says here, 99. But he has 100. One of his sheep is missing. Oh dear. Where has it gone? He's looking for it. Where is it? Is it? In the hen house? No. Is it behind the haystack? No. Well done, Terry. It's not behind the haystack. Is it under the hedge? No. It's lost. All day long. All day long. The farmer looks for it. He looks for his lost sheep. He climbs up hills and he scrambles over rocks. He crawls through bramble bushes. Yes, ow. The thorns scratch him. But he doesn't give up. He is tired and hungry. His feet ache. But he doesn't give up. Now, I think we may have a lost sheep in this room somewhere. And I'm wondering if the youngsters would like to spend a little bit of time, 30 seconds, less, with our encouragement to go and find it. It's somewhere here, it's not behind here. So somewhere in this room, there is a picture like this of a lost sheep. Can you go and find it, Oscar? Have a look around. Gabby and Millie, Ewan, Isla, Eric, go and have a look. Em? Go on, see if you can find it. Where is it? Is it over here? Is it over there? Doesn't look like it, does it? Oh, you found it. They found it already. That was probably not very well hidden. Well done. Okay, so sorry, everybody. It's been found already. Hooray! He doesn't give up. He looks. And he looks, and he looks, and at last, the farmer finds his sheep. It had fallen in the river. So the farmer dives into the water, splosh, and he rescues the sheep. Hooray! The farmer has found his sheep. Let's have a party, he said. Let's have a party. And all the sheep go, hooray! And Jesus says, God is like the farmer. He loves us like the farmer loves his sheep. And that's a story out of the Bible. That's good, isn't it, Eric? I think we should say to Linda a very big thank you and a big round of applause for producing. For producing such amazing artwork. And at the end of the service, they're going to be put on the wall. So when you go to the loo, you can have a look. And they're beautifully spread out. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Linda. We shall enjoy that very, very much indeed. In some ways, this is a surprising story, isn't it? It's a strange story. Who of us would leave our 99 sheep in open country, it says, in order to go and search for the one that was lost? We might say, well, isn't that a bit careless? That's not a very responsible thing to do. Surely as responsible people, we should be more concerned about the safety of the majority. Is that right? Perhaps it would have been better to get someone else to go and search for the sheep that was lost. The point of the parable is that God cares for all people who do not yet know him and who do not yet love him. They are like lost sheep. We are like lost sheep. The religious people in our story, I know, Eric, it'll all become clear for you in a moment. The religious people didn't care for the lost. The Bible says they grumbled and complained when Jesus was walking around, because they said, this man welcomes and eats with bad people. But Jesus is showing them that God cares for everybody. God loves the 99, for sure. But he cares so much about those who don't know him that he goes searching for them. In our hymn that we sang a moment ago, it reminds us that we, each of us, have been those lost sheep. I will sing the wondrous story of Jesus who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross on Calvary. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray, threw his loving arms around me and drew me back into his way. A few weeks ago, and I did tell this story, so some of you will have heard this already, but a few weeks ago I was walking in a field where I live, and I found a knife just on the floor. I was walking and I found this fold-up knife. It was wonderful. It's like a fold-up Stanley knife. It's fantastic. I hadn't lost it, and I wasn't looking for it. But as I walked, I found it, and it became very useful. Later that same day, I was walking in the same field, and this time I found a ball. But this time, the ball was mine. I had lost it. But I wasn't looking for it at that particular moment. But as I walked, I stumbled across it. And I was very glad to find it and get it back again. A couple of days later, I was walking in exactly the same field. And this time I found another ball. Again, the ball was mine. I had lost it a few days earlier when I was playing catch with the dog. But this time, I had set out to find it again. I went looking for it, and I found it! Hooray! Hooray! And I was very glad to find it again. And as I thought of those three pictures, I wondered if there was anyone of us who were a bit like those pictures in your relationship with God, in your relationship with Jesus. I wonder if you might be like the first picture. Perhaps you're here this morning and you've never had a relationship with God. And you may not be looking. You may not be interested in a relationship with God or with Jesus right now. Well, my prayer for you is that you will discover a relationship with Jesus, even though you might not be looking for it. And you will be surprised at just how wonderful Jesus is. Or perhaps you might be a little bit like the second picture. You have had a relationship with Jesus in the past, but for one reason or another, you've lost that relationship, the closeness of that relationship, and you may not be looking for it again at this point. Well, my prayer for you is that you will rediscover that relationship that you once had with God, and you'll be reminded of how wonderful he is. Or perhaps you might be a bit like the third picture. You've had a relationship with Jesus in the past. For one reason or another, you've lost it, but recently you've really wanted to get that relationship back. Well, my prayer is that you will find it again. And do you know one thing I love about this story? Is nowhere will you find the farmer blaming the sheep for getting lost. Nowhere is there an explanation of how the sheep came to be lost. Nowhere is there a sense that the farmer is cross with that lost sheep. It just states that he was lost and that the shepherd went looking for it. And God is a shepherd. God is like a shepherd. We were made to have a relationship with him, but sometimes we get lost. God doesn't blame us or reprimand us. He just comes looking for us. And I think that's wonderful. And Easter reminds us that he loves each one of us so much that he came from heaven in order to search for each one of us. And I wonder, have you found him yet? Have you discovered him yet? Are you looking for him?